is your source for world-famous Speed Queen laundry products. With 3, 5, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town & Country Television and Appliance, next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Welcome to Kickapoo. It is in the 11 o'clock hour. WRCO-FM in Richland Center. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Henry Bray. We are skirting through the quarterfinal, semifinal round, and some wrestlebacks as well here at the tournament at Kickapoo. Just witnessed a 150-pound win for Reese Drew. And he is from River Ridge, Cassville. He scores the win against Will Wheaton, Channing Wheaton, that is, of Ithaca Weston. And that was a pin time of 1:07. So Drew moves on into the semifinals at 150 pounds.
Wheaton was actually doing well.
He was leading, wasn't he?
He was, and he got a reversal. And boy, it went really fast. Phil, I was going to ask you here because, you know, I'm kind of new at wrestling again this year. What's the advantage of going up and down?
Well, it depends on what your strength is. Let me write this down here. Some wrestlers are better at riding, you know, in the
right.
Other wrestlers are better in the down position, getting up,
getting the escape, getting the reversal.
Getting the escape and takedown. So kind of depends.
I'm going to say I had some text messages wanting to know what that was. That way it keeps me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I have no service.
No, we don't. No, we don't here. All right. And there is a final at 150 pounds. Royals' Jackson Bender, who is the top seed here at this weight class, has just won for the 30th time this year, gets the pin against Will Dasher of Pecatonica Argyle. So win by pin at 150. And again, we're seeing some weight classes where extra wrestlers are being put in.
Right.
So we've seen a couple of instances where it's teammates against teammates.
Yeah, several. A couple with Ithaca, a couple with, it was one with Cashton, a couple with New Lisbon, so.
And a couple of them where they decided, hey, we're just going to go out and shake hands and end it right here, so.
And this is Scape and Baldwin here, that's in 150 in the final part of the bracket of 150.
Okay. And we're going to keep an eye on Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston. He is out on the mat right now, taking on Lakota Webster. And Webster is of DeSoto. Early on, Waldner gets the early takedown to make it 2-0, and he'll release. So it's 2-1 at 157 pounds. Waldner, the junior, coming in with 28 wins, had a bye in the previous round. A win here puts him into the finals at Scenic Ridge Tournament. Goes in for a double leg and quickly gets the two and makes it 4-1. Nolan Waldner works the upper body now. Goes through the arms looking for a half, Nelson. Good strength. Standing up is Webster. Trying to break apart. Far side kicks free and does get the escape. So it is 4-2. They shoot takedowns again at 157. Shooting in for the single leg is Waldner. They'll break apart again. Now double leg, and Waldner connects and gets the two to take the lead of 6-2. Now going for more. Works in the leg. Works in the cradle. And let's see. He's got a pinning combination as he turns his opponent. Locks in right now from the left side and brings the shoulder down of Webster, and there is the pin. 1:10 pin time for Nolan Waldner.
Baldwin beat Scafey over here from Baldwin is from DeSoto, and Brandon, is it Scafey or
Scafe? Scafe, I think Scafe. It is. Yep,
from River Ridge, Cassville. Baldwin wins that in a pin.
All right. So that means Baldwin moves on to take on Jackson Bender of Royal, who's the top seed, and he scored a win just a little bit ago over Will Dasher.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, that'd be a
Bender,
good one.
Bender's pretty good.
157 continues here, also up to 165 pounds. We'll see for the first time on the mat today, Seth Greeno of DeSoto against Dylan O'Brien of New Lisbon. They're underway with their match. Also, Colton Clark of Kickapoo Lafarge will be on the mat for the first time against Logan Anderson of Ithaca West. And all of these wrestlers getting their first matches of the day after getting byes through the previous couple of rounds. As we said in the earlier report, these weight classes a little less numbers, which surprises me
right,
a little bit.
Yes, yes.
The suspected ones, normally you see the heavyweights and lighter weights with lesser wrestlers. Not the case here this year. So early on, Henry, I think you've got a chance for us to check on some team scores early on.
Yep.
And we'll get to those in a moment. But you're busy buying a raffle ticket, so that,
well, it
goes for a good cause. It really does.
Team scores, my man.
But it, early on, it's been a good success for Royal.
Yes. Right now, Royal Wanewalk Center has 117 points, followed by New Lisbon with 77 points, Peck Argyle with 71. DeSoto's rounding it up in the fourth spot at 50. North Crawford Seneca at the five spot at 45. And Ithaca Weston at 44 in the number six spot. Do you want the other ones?
That should go.
Yeah.
Ithaca Weston has not had that many matches.
No,
yet.
They have not yet.
If people are listening saying, Ithaca Weston's struggling, but they really haven't had a lot of matches yet.
So.
So they'll add those scores as we go along here.
Right, right.
We'll let you buy your tickets then. It goes for a good cause, actually.
It does.
165 pounds. There is the pin for Greeno of DeSoto. Seth gets the win by pin. And that is in 146. So Seth Greeno with win number 34 on the year moves on to the finals here at Scenic Ridge. And he must be getting a plateau because they bring him out a banner and he's holding it up. I would guess that must be for, maybe show it this way here. I think that must be for 100 wins. But the crowd,
it looked like it, didn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Crowd responds. That will make the way for first appearance today for Logan Anderson, the senior, coming in with a record of 26-11, taking on Colton Clark, a senior at 25-13. This should be a decent match.
Yes, it should.
165 pounds. Seth Greeno waits in the wings. They will be wrestling again the consolation round matches as well to see who can wrestle back to third and fifth. If it's a weight class where there are enough wrestlers to get back to fifth, and there are several. So here we go. The boys shake hands. Anderson right away goes in and tries to steal a head throw right away. Comes up empty. Clark able to hold him at bay. Clark just a little bit taller wrestler than Logan Anderson. Logan going low. Nothing. They break apart. Again, sparring here on the near side. Logan moves in from the near side. Gets in for the two. So Logan getting the early lead. 2-0. From the near side, Dan now is going to let his opponent go for the escape. So it's 2-1. They'll shoot takedown. Center of the mat here on mat number one at Kickapoo High School. They are locked up. Again, Logan Anderson grabbing the wrist here, and Clark fights it off. Logan trying to go low. Clark fights it off early on. They'll break apart and head back to the center of the mat. Anderson low, center of gravity, goes down low, comes up. They'll now lock up head and shoulders at 165 pounds. Both wrestlers having great years here for their teams. Logan slips in, tries to get a single leg now. Clark doing a good job fighting off and kicking it around, and he is going to come in, nearly score a takedown, then Anderson fights it off and immediately puts Clark to his shoulder on the near side. Takedown two for Logan, and he is looking for more right now. Anderson, he'll break apart again. Anderson locks in a really tight cradle. Turns his man to the near shoulder. 30 seconds remaining here in the opening period. Anderson will, I'm assuming, getting a couple of near fall points as Clark will roll back to his front side again. Logan locks in that left side. So there is three near fall to make the score 7-1 in favor of Logan Anderson. And Clark able to get back to the hands and knees. Actually stands up. Faces Logan, gets the one-point escape with 6 seconds during an active first period of wrestling. And that will do it for 1-7-2. Logan Anderson leads.
Well, that was exciting, Phil.
A lot of points in the opening quarter.
Right there, yes.
We've had quite a few matches here in this round that have not made it past the first quarter, but this one will. On the other mat, we're watching a 157-pound match. And I believe that's Royal out there. That must be Calhoun.
Calhoun and Novacek from Hillsboro.
Okay. Calhoun was close to scoring the pin, but I believe he's going to run out of time. He'll get three near fall.
That would be saved by the towel.
And he actually was trailing in that match.
Yes, he was.
So it's 7-5 now. He takes the lead. Underway now at 165 in the second period between Colton Clark of Kickapoo LaFarge and Logan Anderson of Ithaca Weston. They stay on the mat near side, 8-2. Logan with the score, the lead, had his opponent in a little bit of a predicament there toward the end of the first period before the period ended. Both boys working hard out there. They're locked up head and shoulders. A minute and a half remaining in the second period of action. Logan goes for the right leg, immediately converts it to a cradle and then a turn of his opponent. He's got a chance to score more now. Anderson takedown for two, leading 10-2 and then some. There's the pin. Logan Anderson into the finals here at Scenic Ridge and Rivers. He'll face Seth Greeno in the next round. Good match for Logan Anderson.
That was a good match anyway. If you're like wrestling, that was it.
Logan Anderson in 229, and Clark now will move back to the chance to wrestle for third at 165 pounds.
Hey, I didn't get the other one down there, Phil. I was too busy watching what everybody else was watching.
Well, it ended in a pin, and I was, again, watching the match and turned up, and they were broke apart. So we'll have to do some checking on that. Novacek of Hillsboro and Calhoun of Royal, and that one was a back-and-forth battle. So we'll get you a final as our report moves on here today. We're up to 175 pounds, and this would be Kickapoo LaFarge's Maverick McCauley taking on Samson Degner of Royal. So this match underway. We'll keep an eye on this one. And Hank?
Yes, sir.
Keeping his eye on raffle tickets and walking tacos, right?
Yep, something like that, buddy. I'm a walking roly-poly.
You can keep your eye on them, but you can't eat them, right, with your diet?
Yep.
All right, match is underway. McCauley going in for the single-leg takedown, fighting it off his Degner, and now turning and popping the head out. He'll get a takedown, Will Degner. So Degner of Royal gets the takedown for two, and working for more right now as he grabs the near arm of Maverick McCauley, and he is using that arm bar well for leverage, turning his opponent, and very close to scoring the fall right now is Samson Degner of Royal. Now he converts it to a double arm, and he's got it cinched in there, and there's the pin. 108 the time. Samson Degner of Royal is a winner by pin over Maverick McCauley. Maverick earlier today with a win by pin over Tyler Brewer of River Ridge Cassville. So he will wrestle in the third place, or the possibility for a third place bout at 175 pounds. On the other mat, we see Cashton's Jack Schreier against Peyton Krieger of DeSoto. And early lead, it looks like, for the Cashton Eagle wrestler. There are a few girl wrestlers in the meet today. Kickapoo LaFarge has an excellent contingent of girl wrestlers. Next week, they will not be allowed to wrestle in the boys' regional unless they want to compete through that WIA tournament.
On mat one, Phil, we got Sawyer Swigum from North Crawford, the number one seeded sophomore at 25-7, taking on Trenton Fry of Royal, who's 23-14 as a sophomore. So,
all right, we'll keep an eye on that one as well. On mat number one, up to 190 pounds. Again, we've already determined who will be in the finals at some of the weight classes, and not necessarily who is going to be in the wrestleback bout, so we'll have another round of consolation matches here. And then I would presume they'll probably take a break. They will wrestle any fifth-place bouts, probably first and third, as I understand.
Yep. You're going to have that 45 break, right?
We kind of faced that early on a couple of times with matches that had ended, and then those wrestlers were back on the mat or expected to be back in a little bit, so we had a delay just a few times. North Crawford Seneca's wrestler, Sawyer Swigum. Now, looks like he's going to trail as Fry comes in with a reversal on this, and he's going to take a 4-1 lead. North Crawford Seneca's wrestler Fry, a sophomore, turns in. Now he's going to be caught by Swigum. Swigum is going to be very close, Who's got the pin? Royal.
Royal did.
Royal
wow.
gets the pin. That was one wrestler was in control, and all of a sudden the other wrestler was in control.
Boy, it happens like that, doesn't it? I mean.
It does, and Fry gets the win by pin. That's a half. So Trenton Fry moves on to the finals here at Scenic Ridge and Rivers at 190 pounds. And that means Sawyer Swigum, the sophomore, will be dropping back to the consolation round.
Down on mat two, we've got Jack Schreier from Cashton, who won in a 1-12 fall. And then Peyton Krager from DeSoto, who had a bye.
Okay.
There.
Wrestling out. That one is in the second period, it looks like.
Yes, 2-1. 2-1 for Cashton.
And we've got Ryan McQuaig of Hillsboro, and he is taking on Keegan Holden of DeSoto. This is 190 pounds. We saw Ryan a couple of weeks ago in the Richland Center quad. McQuaig gets the early takedown and takes a 2-0 lead. Coach Askren and company on the far side here. So it's McQuaig doing battle. Golden of DeSoto. Now, grabbing the near arm is McQuaig. McQuaig has 28 of this weight class. Golden, 24 and 8. Golden stands up and now broken back down on the side of the mat. They are close to going out of bounds. Now back up to hands and knees, and they're sliding out of bounds. Back to the center of the mat. In just a moment. At the 175-pound match, you're watching that one. That was close.
Yep.
Is that an end? No, it's not yet,
nope.
Is it? That is end of the second
period. Cashin just scored three near fall points. So.
Okay. So that means that Schreier leads.
Yep, 5-1.
Back to action at 190 pounds. McQuaig leading 2-0. He's riding here as after going out of bounds. He's in the up position. Grabs the near arm, trying to turn his opponent. 45 seconds remaining in the period. Now works both arms behind the back of Golden. Golden slips one arm free, trying to use that for leverage to get out of bounds again. They're on the far side of the gymnasium here, but staying on the mat. Those rules changed this year, and it looks like McQuaig able to hang on as they slide out of bounds and back to the center of the mat now, it looks like.
What changed, Phil?
Well, the change is the out-of-bounds area. So they've changed it where the man in control can stay in bounds like with the toes.
Okay.
His opponent can be out of bounds, but as long as you're kind of holding that, they've kind of changed the how
it's more
that...
more like a college rule then. That's the like the college do it.
Yeah, like the NFL, keeping the feet in bounds, making the catch.
Like the WWE.
I don't watch that too much. Match resumes, and this is going to be the end of the first period. 2-0 in favor of McQuaig.
Peyton Krager gets a pin down there for DeSoto. No, I'm sorry, for Cashton.
All right.
No.
175 pounds. So the Cashton Eagles.
Great right advance.
Yep. That was a third period pin. That match
Jack Schreier.
Went a long time.
Jack Schreier gets the pin for Cashton.
So it was... Okay, you got it.
Yeah, I messed it up. I said it wrong.
Schreier. All right, sounds good. 190-pound weight class here, and we'll be checking in to see if Bill's had any brunch yet served at Middle Point. They serve them pretty well over there.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
So he's probably had his...
He's probably got a TV back there in the lunchroom. He's calling it from back there.
They're serving him some eggs and ham and pancakes and things like that. Second period underway here at 190 pounds, and McQuaig using the left shoulder, trying to move a little bit toward to the near side. If he can step over, he could score a few more. Grabs the near arm, and he is trying to turn Colden, who's a tough character to turn, down the near side. Gets his shoulder down, working the other shoulder. They're waving off some near fall, and a pin for Ryan McQuaig of Hillsboro. So he comes out and wrestles strong. Second win of the day here at Scenic Ridge. Gets his arm raised. His next opponent will be Trenton Fry of Royal in the finals here at Scenic Ridge. For Henry Bray, I'm Phil Nee. We appreciate you listening to our Conference Tournament Wrestling Saturday coverage from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you are a small business, large business, or anything in between, they will help you with all of your signage needs. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company in Spring Green. Providing single origin coffees from around the world in unique blends, they're dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. Brouhaha Roasters uses superior beans, grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. It's available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Along with David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining. We welcome you back to Mineral Point High School, where the All-SWAL-SWC Conference Clash is rolling along. The quarterfinals have begun, and the three-match format is being utilized as the two mats on the far end of the fieldhouse are being used to finish off the junior varsity tournament, which started earlier this morning. Give you some quick recaps on the quarterfinal matches involving area wrestlers. Top-seeded Shane Rashawn of Dodgeville at 106 pounds scored a pin over William Prattville of Lancaster. Lennon Ewart of Mineral Point was a 9-8 winner over Aiden Weigel of Belmont Flatville. Terry Sage of Riverdale, after a first-round bye, scores a technical fall and moves into the semifinals. Sage with a win over Nolan Van Schindel of Cuba City Benson Southwestern. And second-seeded Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien was a pin winner over Emma Patey of Richland Center. Emma won her first match today, then lost by fall in the quarterfinals, and is now in the consolation bracket at 106. 113 pounds, Hakan Peterson of Dodgeville, the top seed, scores a pin. He moves into the semifinals. He's joined there by Ben Reese of River Valley, a 6-4 win over Riverdale junior Jordan Bombcamp. He's joined by Porter Kostman of Prairie du Chien. He's also joined by Ethan Haiti of Richland Center. David, who picked up win number 100 in his high school career. That pin was in a minute 30 over Jace Connor of Iowa Grand Highland. Congratulations to Ethan Haiti of Richland Center. He's in the semifinals at 113. The semifinals are also set at 120, and I'll need David help to finish this out. We can tell you that Charlie Might of Dodgeville, the top seed, advances with a win. Mason Scullion of Mineral Point wins 9-5 over the third seed, Lakota Brewer. Minor upset there in the battle of freshmen. Brewer comes in at 33-4, but loses in the quarterfinals to Mason Scullion of Mineral Point 9-5. Evan Curtis of Cuba City Benson Southwestern defeats Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland. And the bottom match, I didn't get that one, David, involving Eli Aird of Darlington Blackhawk and second-seeded Cade Birchman of Fenimore.
Yeah, the wrestler from Fenimore, Cade Birchman, gets a pin in 1 minute
50 seconds over Eli Aird of Darlington Blackhawks. While we're at it, what was the final between Curtis and Christensen there? 6-4, Curtis. All right. At 1:26, well, what's happening on the mat? Anybody from our immediate area that we need to keep an eye on?
We do. We have Brody Meese of Riverdale. He's nearing a pin here, but he's going to run out of time, I believe, in this first period. But he's going to take a 5-0 lead at the end of one. His opponent out there is Braden Troster of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. We'll keep an eye on that, Matt, but I'll also let you know on Matt 1, Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grand Highland is facing Nolan Shep of Senior from Fenimore. That's 0-0. But back to Brody's match. As I mentioned, 5-0 lead there, and he's in top position to start the second period here. And he's going to end up giving up the escape to his opponent. His opponent is Braden Troster as he dives in on a single leg, but the wrench there for Cody is pretty tough on him as he's struggling to finish his takedown. As Cody is battling and countering that, but we're going to have a stalemate. As the young official, Riley Cade there, calls that, and there is an attempt for Brody as he goes in on a double leg, goes switches to a single leg as he works up the ankle and limp arms out. He's going to get the takedown to take the lead or increases lead 7-1.
The photographer on that, Matt, looks like a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's former Riverdale coach Dale Speed.
Oh, yeah.
Now a member of the George Martin Wrestling Hall of Fame. And until recently, still wrestling, as far as we understand, in old-timers tournaments. Although he told us that the last tournament he entered, and this is Dale Steeves, the state champion,
yeah.
from 1969, I believe it was, at Muskego High School. The last tournament Dale entered, they didn't have enough wrestlers in his age bracket and his weight class, so he wound up wrestling wrestlers in their 30s.
Yeah. Said he came out of there with a black eye and some mat burns, and that's enough, he said.
I think he got some good advice from his wife, too.
Yeah.
We'll let him share with you.
Well, Brody gave up a reversal here, but he still has a 4-point lead there near in the end of the second period, 7-3 there is getting a little bit sloppy there, and I see Coach Campbell's reaction there as he wasn't too impressed with it, but we make it to the third period, 7-3. He gave up that reversal there. So Troster is going to take the bottom position to start this third period here, 126-pound match. He gets the escape, so he's 7-4 now. Other match on mat one, Stevens of Iowa and Highland. He's enjoying a 10-2 lead.
His opponent is not.
His opponent is not, no. Johnson from Dodgeville on mat three, he's up 2-0. Here's now Brody's got his opponent in a tough spot here is near fall and the pin. So he's going to get a pin in the third period, so that'd be 2:35.
Nice win for the Riverdale Chieftains coming on the heels of that tough loss by Lakota Brewer. So Riverdale needed that one. Meese moves into the semifinals at 126 pounds where he is joined by Ethan Aird of Darlington Blackhawk, by Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien, who scored a fall against Fenimore's Dalton Leffler, and Jamin Trapp of Lancaster was wrestling Max Kelly of Iowa Grand Highland. David, do we have a final on that one at 126?
Yeah, 9-7 for Kelly.
9-7 Kelly. So the quarterfinal winners at 126 are Ethan Aird of Darlington Blackhawk, Max Kelly of Iowa Grand Highland, Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien, and Brody Meese of Riverdale. 132, we can tell you the two-time conference champion, Rowan Carey of Mineral Point, the top seed, has already moved into the semifinals there with a pin over Brian Best of Lancaster. Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grand Highland is this close to a technical fall. He's got a 14-point lead. with 30 seconds to go in the second period. Anything else happening at 132 we should be aware of?
Well, 132 is still Dodgers, Nathan Johnson up 2-1. And on mat two, we have 138, Elliot Beebe of Iowa Grand Highlands. He's enjoying an 8-3 lead there midway through the first period.
Let's just take a quick look. I want to tell you, in this tournament, Boscobel, Wazika Steuben, has just four wrestlers, so we won't hear a lot from that co-op. They are Tyler Miller, Job Wetter, Richard Bryant, and Jaron Wiecki. Those are the wrestlers in the lineup today for Coach Lance Wetter of the Boscobel Wazika Steuben co-op. Richland Center is missing Teague Perkins from the lineup today. We can tell you that Emma Hady won her first round match and then lost. She's in the consolation bracket. Ethan Hady won after a first round bye, had his 100th career win. He's in the semifinals at 113. At 120, Brock Barrett is in the consolation bracket. Earlier, both Kyle Wassinger and Eli Muckler were defeated. Ethan Bodendine had a first-round bye, so he moves into the quarterfinals. He'll wrestle here shortly. Michael Cavazzini of Richland Center at 165 was defeated earlier. He's in the consolation bracket. Mason Jelinek won his first-round match. Cole Brenninger and Braden Kleppe both had first-round byes. They're all wrestling in the quarterfinals in this round a bit later on. And again, no Teague Perkins today for Richland Center. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more from Mineral Point in just a moment. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
All-American is your headquarters for Milwaukee Electric Tools and Accessories. See our complete display of Sawzalls, drills, impact saws, bits and blades, hand tools and accessories, including the M18 Fuel line of products. Get Milwaukee-branded gear to wear at the job site. Plus, check out the accessories for the Packout Modular Storage System and get your equipment organized. AllAmericanDoItCenter.com in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Quarterfinal round continues here at the SWAL-SWC Conference Clash. I have David pull up the team scores when he has an opportunity. We can tell you a couple matches that were going on when we went to commercial break have been completed. Nathan Johnson, the sophomore from Dodgeville, with a nice win over the fourth seed, Connor Brimeyer of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. 7-2 was the final there for Nathan Johnson. And Hunter Stevens wound up with a tech fall. Is that correct, David?
He did not get the tech fall.
Oh, he didn't.
But he didn't lose. He got the pin in 3:54.
3:54. Over Nolan Shep, a senior from Fenimore, who drops into the consolation bracket. Semifinalists at 132, in addition to Rowan Carey, Nathan Johnson, and Hunter Stevens, is either Drake Ingham of Prairie du Chien or Austin Cushman of Belmont Platteville.
Drake Ingham with a 1 minute 10 second pin.
I knew you'd have that for us. Scanning the field house and taking a look here as we try to keep our cramped quarters here from being invaded further.
Yeah, we got Mason Schulte of River Valley working for a pin right now. He's got his opponent, Bryce Buxton, Cuba City, Benton Southwestern, in a tough spot. And also on mat two is Quinton Kite of Mineral Point, Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville. Looks like he is going to get the pin and 231 for Mason Schulte. I didn't even see him flap the mat.
River Valley had some nice first-round wins from Hunter Alt and Ty Larson, Blake Brickle, and Pierce Conway also came through with a win, did he not, at 190?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
So nice wins there for a team that's missing Noah Radke today. So coaches Makovic and Wanicki, I'm sure, are pleased with how things have gone so far for River Valley.
Riverdale now is their senior, Sean Duffy. He's taken on Matt One, his opponent, Malin Hahn, the senior from Fenimore.
Why don't we pick up on this one, David, and I'll try to keep an eye on the other two mats.
One eye on each mat?
Yes.
All right, good job. Sean Duffy, as I mentioned, is a senior, record 28-7. His opponent's a senior, Malin Hahn of Fenimore, also a senior with a record of 17-12. Both guys eyeing each other up here near the center of the circle. Some for angles here. Did a good tie-up. 30 seconds into the period. No score here as Sean is working his left side there. He's got the underneath the elbow here. Looking for a leg underneath there. Working his way out, he spins out, he steps over the leg, and he hooks it. He's going to get the first takedown, and Ryan McGuire, the official, awards two. So the first takedown goes to the senior from Riverdale, Sean Duffy. Nice little duck under switch there, and he comes over and covers the hips there with a nice little takedown. He maintains control on top there, and he's got the left leg of his opponent hooked there. Two seniors battling out here for their final conference tournament of their high school career. Seconds still in this first period, 2-0 lead. Sean Duffy of Riverdale Chieftains. A couple other matches going on in this time now as Quinton Kite of Mineral Point, he is down 11-2, 1 minute to go in the second period. A little set out there as Hahn is trying to get the escape, possibly a reversal, but Sean does a nice job and a good flurry there as they're going to go off the edge of the mat. A good scramble by both wrestlers and time runs out. 2-0 lead after one for Sean Duffy. He's going to go to the bottom position.
Mat number three features Mason Ulrich of Belmont Platteville, a first-round win earlier today. He goes against the fourth seed, Devin Pidrick, of the Lancaster Flying Arrows.
The start of the second period, Duffy is in the bottom position as he's trying to fight for hand control on from the bottom, keeps his base, good wide base there on his knees. He pops up to all fours there. He's going to come to his feet there as Malin tried to slip it a leg, but he couldn't get it. And nice switch there for Duffy. He's going to get a nice reversal there, I believe. Malin hangs on the leg, but now he loses it. Now he covers with the reversal. So good action there for Sean Duffy, the senior. Now he jumps over to the left side of his opponent. Working the left side. Near the center circle.
Tyler Van Shaven. Point,
and there's an attempt at a switch by Malin, but now Sean's going to put him on his back here. He's going to get, I believe he had a two count there, might get two near fall. as Malin continues the battle there, almost comes out top, but we're going to get a stoppage for potentially dangerous, but 2 points for a near fall was awarded to Sean. 48 seconds to go in the second period, taking a 6-0 lead. Guys get reset, center circle, Sean in the top, Malin in the bottom. Malin Hahn, the senior, pretty active on the bottom, but Sean's doing a nice job keeping the hips covered, maintaining control. Good scrambles near the edge of the mat. I wish they put that scoreboard on the other side of this table there.
Yeah. It's right in our line of sight, isn't it?
Yep. Matt, too, shows the freshman, a good wrestler for Ivan Highland, Brock Hinderman, up against a tough senior from Prairie du Chien, Drew Hurd. It'll be a good match to watch there. We'll continue to keep an eye on Sean Duffy's match at the end of two now, 6-0, as Fenimore is going to go neutral. They deferred the second period. He chooses neutral. Sean goes right in for the head tie. And that scoreboard's in my way. Sean's underneath there as Malin is trying to work a front headlock, but Sean's doing a good job controlling that elbow. He stays in control. Looking for a leg there. His head's up off the mat. Looking at a leg here. Something don't happen here. I expect to... Now he's trying to do a short fireman. He's got a limp arm out. He's got the leg hooked. He's going to limp arm out. He's going to get the takedown here. I believe he's got to pop his head out now as Malin's got his head locked. No control yet has been awarded, but it's near. Got a lot of time on the clock. He is at the edge of the mat, though. But if Malin would turn and face him, then he'd be off, give up that, which he does. So nice attempt there for Duffy, but he loses it. The guys both work back to a seat, but Sean drops right into a short fireman, does not get it as Malin counters it. Trying to run that front headlock as Sean continues to work that elbow from underneath. There we have a stalemate with 44 seconds to go. 6-0 lead for Sean Duffy. And back to center, facing each other on their feet. Good match for Sean here. Just enough offense keeping things going here. Good action near the edge of the mat, as I said earlier. Again, a front headlock attempt there for Hahn, senior from Fenimore, as Sean continues to work that elbow underneath, keeping the action going. No stalling call on either wrestler. Now the stalling is called against Sean as Hahn comes around and grabs that ankle, but Sean does a nice job, scoots out, switches around. Now he's got the leg, and he's going to maybe get a two-point. There he gets a two-point takedown right at the end of the mat. Nice finish there for Sean. He gave up the warning, but he takes the 8-0 victory over Malin Hahn of Fenimore.
Back-to-back wins for Riverdale from Meese and from Duffy. As we head toward a break, we can tell you that Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville was the winner over Mineral Point's Quinton Tight in that same weight class at 138. So Weigel, Duffy, Mason Schulte of River Valley, and Elliot Biba of Iowa Grand Highland are your semifinalists at 138 pounds. At 144, you made mention to Iowa Grand Highland's Brock Hinderman. He's involved in a close match with Drew Hurd of Prairie du Chien, 2-2 in the second period, and a quick turnaround down at 144 pounds, same weight class. Mason Olerich of Belmont Platteville comes from behind to score a 9-7 overtime victory over Lancaster's Devin Kidwin. We will take a break. Be back with more from Mineral Point in a moment. This is Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs.
They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Harchie Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchie Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchie Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
The crowd cheers as we welcome you back to Mineral Point High School Fieldhouse as the 35th annual All-SWAL SWC Conference Clash continues. We are midway through the quarterfinal round, and for the first time today, we have some team scores to share. David, maybe you can give us the top five at least, and then let us know how the area teams are doing on the precipice of that top five.
All right. Well, I'll give you the top six because Riverdale comes in at sixth place with 47.5. River Valley in fifth place with 48. Howard Grand Highland fourth with 63. Third place, Mineral Point, with 68. Second place is Dodgeville with 74. And leading is Prairie du Chien with 92.
So Prairie du Chien right now on top, Dodgeville 2, Mineral Point 3, and Iowa Grand Highland, River Valley, Riverdale 4 through 6. Bring you up to date, and we're going to break for the news at noon with our wrestling coverage and then return around the 12:30 mark. But we can tell you who we've got in the semifinals in each of the first six weight classes or so at 106. Dodgeville's Shane Rashawn, Mineral Point's Lennon Ewert, Riverdale's Terry Sage, and Prairie du Chien's Hunter Reed. The semifinalist at 113 will be Hawken Peterson of Dodgeville, Ben Reese of River Valley, Porter Cussman of Prairie du Chien, and Richland Center Jr. Ethan Cady. At 120 in the semifinals, Charlie Might of Dodgeville, Evan Curtis of Cuba City Benton Southwestern, Mason Stullion of Mineral Point, and Cade Birchman of Fenimore. At 126, your semifinals will be Ethan Aird of Darlington Blackhawk and Max Kelly of Iowa Grand Highland, Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien, and Brody Meese, the sophomore from Riverdale. At 132, in the semifinals will be Rowan Carey of Mineral Point, Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville, Drake Ingham of Prairie du Chien, and Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grand Highland. At 138, Elliot Beba of Iowa Grand Highland, Mason Schulte of River Valley, Sean Duffy of Riverdale, and Dylan Regal of Belmont Flatville. And at 144, moving to the semifinals, are Owen Seferud of Darlington Blackhawk, Mason Olerich of Belmont Flatville, Gavin Hinderman, Brock Hinderman, is that correct? Is that at 144 of Iowa Grand Highland?
Yes.
He was ahead 7-4 last I checked.
Let's see if I can get to the score. 9-6. 9-6. So Brock Kinderman, the freshman from Iowa Grand Highland, moves in. And then the last match to qualify a semifinalist at 144 will be either Jacob Dannenberg, a freshman from Mineral Point, or Ian Frapp, a senior from Fenimore. We're down to a minute 21 left in that match, and Ian Frapp has a 9-1 advantage. Well, everybody is expecting it's the day's end for Fenimore to be at or near the top of the standings, David, but you didn't mention them among the top six so far here midway through.
No, and a lot of that is they had so many buys that first round that they're not accumulating any team points, advancement points. Well, at this point, you're not getting any placement points yet. You're not far enough through the tournament, but... Mm-hmm. No other advancement points and 10 points and that kind of thing.
So you're saying the hold on those top spots is tenuous.
It's very tenuous, yep. It's going to be tight, I think, between Prédestine and Fenimore. Dodgeville, Riverdale, they're out a lot of their studs today, but look for them to bounce back next weekend.
Yes, repeating, among the wrestlers missing from this tournament, and there are obviously more, but Reed Spurley of Dodgeville, Teague Perkins of Richland Center, Noah Radke of River Valley, and from Riverdale, Preston Rennage, Riley Wanick, and Caden Rennage. None of those wrestlers are in this tournament today. They're going to be sending things away in a few minutes. Back to Kickapoo High School for an update before we break for the news at noon. An update from Phil and Henry on what's happening at the Scenic Ridge Tournament. Just take a quick look. The familiar stroll to the mat for River Valley's Ty Larson. He goes against Braylon Goble of Darlington Blackhawk. This is a quarterfinal at 157 pounds. Ethan Bodendine should be close to hitting the mat for Richland Center. Also in this weight class, and his opponent will be Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland. He's a defending conference champion, as a matter of fact. And in this weight class, Job Wetter of Boscobel Wazika Steuben, a team with only four wrestlers here in the tournament, but Wetter has had an outstanding season. He is 25-2 as a sophomore, wrestling for his dad, Coach Lance Wetter. And Job will wrestle Bryce Lenzendorf, a junior from Prairie du Chien, in a quarterfinal coming up at 157. Ty Larson has already given up a couple of takedowns and trails 4-1 in his matchup for River Valley against Braylon Goble of Darlington Blackhawk. We have a final, 150 pounds on mat number three. That goes the way of Prairie du Chien, 10-4. That means I got the correct score, but that was the correct score, 10-4.
10-4, good buddy.
Jackson Perkins over Brady McCartney of the Lancaster Flying Arrows.
Brings a River Valley wrestler out down there at one, that 150. Is that Wyatt Knockreiner?
That is Wyatt Knockreiner, taking on Cam Spensley of Belmont Platteville. Maybe pick up on that one, David, for a couple minutes before we send it away.
All right. Well, they get started out there, as Bill mentioned. His opponent, Cam Spensley of Belmont Platteville, was junior, 28-11. And right off the bat here, Wyatt's looking for a takedown. He does get it. Oh, a nice way to start the match there. 20 seconds in, and he's got the first 2 points. He gives up the easy escape, 2-1 now. He's going to score another takedown here. Let him go. Takedown here for Wyatt, it looks like. Bensley tries to get his own takedown there. He's in on a single leg, but Wyatt is able to stretch it out and break the lock of Bensley. And he's going to drive right in. He's going to put Spensley on his back here with a 4-2 lead. 1 minute to go in the first period. Looking for his own 10 here. But he doesn't get the pin. He's going to get near fall, though, just two. He'll go up 8-2 with just under a minute to go. 8-2 lead here, 40 seconds to go. He's in control of this match.
Meanwhile, David Braylon Goble of the Arlington Blackhawk is putting on a takedown clinic and has built up a 15-3 lead over River Valley freshman Ty Larson. So the Blackhawks leading on one mat, trailing on the other, and we're going to have to take a break. We want to send it away to Kickapoo for that update before the news at noon. We'll be back with more, including updated team scores, following the news at noon from Mineral Point, where David Werman will continue to keep me in line. Let's take a break. It's Conference Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Does your employer provide 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. A 401k with company match, annual bonus for all employees, unlimited $1,500 referral bonus, paid parental leave, a tuition reimbursement program, countless opportunities for advancement. Yeah, Rockwell Automation offers all of that and more. Our second shift team is growing, and we'd like you to be part of it. With wages for second shift assemblers starting over $22 an hour on top of the already mentioned great benefits, what are you waiting for? It's time for you to join our team. We aren't your typical industrial experience. We're a great place to work because of the great people that work here. And it's been that way since 1971. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or simply stop in Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
We hope you're enjoying Conference Tournament Wrestling Saturday from WRCO Radio. Bill Lee along with Henry Bray here in Kickapoo. And we're watching the action there in the wrestle backgrounds right now, trying to vie for position for third or fifth place. We do have our finals set for this afternoon. They'll be wrestled a little bit later on, so after this current round of consolations, there will be a break, and then they'll come back and wrestle any other of the consolations and get ready for the finals. We can tell you that Ithaca Weston has made a little bit of a jump. Henry Bray has the team scores.
Well, they're at 100 points even right now. Royal, Wanirock Royal is still leading at 165 with Ithaca Weston at number two. New Lisbon's right behind Weston and Ithaca at 99. DeSoto rounds out at 4 at 92 points. Peck Argyle at number 5 at 71 points. Hillsborough at 67 and North Crawford Seneca at 58. Brookwood has 52 team points and Cashin has 45 total team points.
Right.
River Ridge Castle with 44 and Kickapoo Lafarge with 38.
So again, chances for teams to move up some of these advancement points, and there are some of the middleweights where a lot of the wrestlers have had just one match. In a couple of cases, no matches.
Right.
Yet. The Ithaca Weston co-op team will have four going for championships today at Scenic Ridge and Rivers. They include at 120 pounds Ethan Stoll, at 157 Nolan Waldner, at 165 Logan Anderson, and at 215 Caleb Burkrum. Ithaca Weston, unfortunately for them, lost a match at the 285-pound weight class when Mac Neef was pinned by Dominic Corn of New Lisbon. So Corny will be in the finals at 285 pounds, and Mac will wrestle back potentially for third place. Overall, some good wrestling. The wrestle back round starting to get toward the middleweights. Carrick Thompson still involved today for Ithaca Weston at 106 pounds. score to 9-4 win over Calvin Marks of Hillsboro moments ago. So Carrick will be wrestling in the possible third place bout. Sam Noble of North Crawford Seneca scored a win against Chloe Turner of Kickable Lafarge by pin. He's still going for third at 113 pounds. Logan Gajewski, Hillsboro, wins by fall, and he gets the win to move on to the next round at 120 pounds and go for third place. Blake Bingham of Ithaca Weston also scored a win against Luke Sigg of Pecatonica Argyle and will be wrestling for third place later on today. So those are some of the latest we've had